fellas. This is Jill with your all-time jukebox. Yes, time now for your all-time jukebox, which is another way of saying that it's time to spin some of the finest records ever made. We have a session like this once every week, and during the half hour, it's the usual custom to play about 8 all-timers. You'll remember most of them this session. They're from 2 to 4 years old and all still around. The first of the bunch arrived and departed rather quickly. It was played morning, noon, and night. It was played so much that it wore out its welcome. Then, time heals all wounds, so the record public began to like it again. Sold 1 million or so copies, and it's still known by many as a sort of a crazy song. Woody Herman's Saber Dance. And now we do a complete switch and go ultra soft and ultra sweet. Back in about 1947, Dinah Shore recorded Honey. The song had been under wraps for years, and then it was used as background music in a picture starring June Allison. I don't know whether the picture was a hit or not, but the song was even a bigger hit in its second time around. Sonny Burt plays the music, Dinah Shore sings Honey.
Every day would be journey with you.
Burke and his orchestra, and Honey. Well, I guess most of you know by now that I am a sort of Tommy Dorsey fan, especially when it's an arrangement by Cy Oliver. This Cy Oliver was responsible for the famous Jimmy Lunsford Band, and when he joined Tommy Dorsey, the Dorsey records really started to pick up. One of the first Cy Oliver arrangements that Tommy recorded was the old standard Chloe. Here it is.
Thank you.
Well, so far we've had one from Woody Herman, a song from Guy Nashore, and a Cy Oliver arrangement from Tommy Dorsey. The fourth spot in your all-time jukebox goes to the great Glenn Miller Band. This record came out in about 1939, or maybe 40. It stars the band, Tex, and the Modernaires. Take all bets that you all know and remember Glenn Miller's When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Advising one and all that this is your all-time jukebox, where we play the best of the bunch, the cream of the crop, the deluxest of the deluxe, etc. and etc. Yep, all the best go into your all-time, like this next one by the Pied Pipers. I checked the records and learned that we played this just about 7 months ago, and that's a long time. This song hit hard when it hit, was first heard in Meet Me in St. Louis. Tom Drake was a boy next door, which was also a song. And one day he chased Judy Garland to the corner. Something went clang, 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 and Judy hopped the trolley, and Tom followed in the next reel, which is our introduction to the Pied Piper singing the trolley song.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head,
I went to lose a job. jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead.
With his light brown derby
and his bright green tie,
he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Sing, sing, sing went my heartstrings.
For the moment I saw him, I fell.
Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings.
When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his head and took his seat.
He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath.
I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me and it was grand just to stand with
that made its way in 1948, and 1949 was still listening to it. Kay Starr is the gal. Kay first started recording for one of the smaller record companies. She was discovered by Ben Pollock, one of the old-time musicians from the jazz days. Her records got around, Kay got around, and one of the major companies signed her to a contract. Then, lots of good radio shows and lots of good records, like So Tired.
Thank you.
And now let's drift way back to 1936. And that brings Tommy Dorsey on again. One of the record companies reissued this record recently. It was a collector's item until then, but now the public is buying it for the second time. Back in 36, the big song was "The Music Goes Round and Round," and this is the way it sounded back then.
Customer's chorus, and we want you all to join in lightly on this last refrain.
Oh, I blow through here, the music goes round and around. Whoa, 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 and it comes up here. Now you push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. Whoa, 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 and it comes up here. Now push that middle valve down, hear the music go down and around. Below, 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 whoa, 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 listen to the jazz come out. Push that other valve down, all the music goes round and around. Whoa, 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 and it comes up here.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Edith Wright and the boys in the band on the vocals, the music goes round and round. And to close this session with your all-time jukebox, we have one Mr. Les Brown and his orchestra. A note from Kodiak, Alaska is responsible for this record from Les Brown. It seems that a long time has gone by since we've played the Les Brown theme song, Leapfrog. And that little mistake is rectified right now. Les Brown and Leapfrog.
Thank you.
And there you have another session with your all-time jukebox. I wonder how many of the records you remembered, or how many of them you have at home. You know, that's the idea of your all-time, to play the records that you all know and haven't heard for years. This session is heard once every week, and between now and next session, I'll be checking around and bring up some real collector's items. When you send in a note, remind me of an all-timer. And when you write, remember that you'll only hear the best of the best in records in your all-time jukebox. And so, until I'll be G.I. jiving your way, this is Jill, and this is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.